California got through the weekend with only a few rolling blackouts, but it could be a different story today when people go back to work and the demand for energy increases. For most companies, the blackouts are a major headache. For others, they're a major opportunity, especially for those that supply alternative sources of electricity. NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
One thing about the digital age, electricity is pretty crucial. In some extreme cases, as in high-end electronics manufacturing, a single loss of power can cost a company millions of dollars and ruin months of work. So a range of companies these days depend on reliable, uninterruptible electricity. The Capstone Turbine Corporation sells that through on-site natural gas-fueled generators called microturbines that can power essential computer systems or other equipment. O.K. Almgren, Capstone's CEO, says he's getting 5 to 10 times more calls than a year ago from companies eager to solve their power problems quickly instead of waiting for, say, more power plants to be built.
In the old paradigm, some of these large power plants, I mean, they take at best a couple of years to build. And one of the nice things with microturbines is that we can deliver within 4 to 6 weeks.
So Almgren says the electricity crisis, while unfortunate, is helping to drive the growth of his company. In the past 2 weeks, Capstone's stock has risen more than 60%. But not all entrepreneurs in this sector interpret the chaotic situation in California as being positive for their business.
I think actually chaos is always a problem.
Alan Barnett is the founder of Astro Power, Inc., a company which sells a range of solar electric power products. He says his company was growing fast enough before the recent energy crisis, and he doesn't want to see that trend destabilized. A major concern for many entrepreneurs is that deregulation might get a bad name, because they say it's desperately needed to spur innovation and create demand for alternative energy products. Some states now may be souring on deregulation, and analysts say that could create huge barriers for these young companies. Steve Taub is an associate director with Cambridge Energy Research Associates.
California's problems will absolutely retard the progress towards deregulation in other places. And this is being felt not just in the United States even. We know that the California crisis has made the newspapers as far away as Beijing. And people all over the world are watching what's going on in California and trying to learn from it. What went wrong and how can they avoid that happening to them?
Some in the industry, though, counter that deregulation is inevitable.
I don't think that what's happening in California is going to stall deregulation in the rest of the country. I believe firmly that other states will learn from California's mistakes.
Nancy Floyd is a founder of Nth Power Technologies, a venture capital firm which invests in energy-related startups, including Capstone Turbine. She predicts businesses and eventually consumers will demand the innovations that deregulation can bring. And she says those don't just involve better electrical generation, but conservation as well. One of her portfolio companies, Silicon Energy, sells a computer system that allows a client to automatically cut back on electricity usage when the price spikes.
The ability to, say, dim the fluorescent lighting in office buildings in San Francisco by 20% over, say, 10 minutes, it's imperceptible to the occupants. There are many measures that can be taken that will not disrupt businesses, but will save gobs of energy.
Still, these small startups face other obstacles. In addition to the uncertainty over deregulation, much larger companies, such as GE Power Systems, are offering similar products. So the competition promises to be intense. Chris Arnold, NPR News, San Francisco.